Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Ches, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Omar Rebbe Elazar. So we're moving along in some classic Divrei Agada tucked away here at the end of the first perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Specifically, the Gemara at the end of the previous daf mentioned the first few psukim in Sefer Tehillim. Everyone knows the psukim. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach batzas rishon, uvederech hatam lo amad, uvemoishav leitzim lo yashav, ki im besoiras Hashem cheftzoi, uvesoirasoi yehege yoimam v'loila. The pasuk continues and talks about the shvach of such a person. V'hoye ke'ed shasol al palgei moyim, Asher pirio yitein beitoy va'aleu lo yibol v'chol asher yasi yatzliach. The majority of today's daf is going to be Teirush Baal Peh, related to these three opening verses in Sefer Tehillim, these three epic psukim. So right in the beginning, David HaMelech says Ashrei Yo'ish that stayed away from a moishav leitzim. So literally, a moishav leitzim are a group of people that make lutzanis. The Gemara is going to begin with several mamore agada, different piskums that different amiram said that bring out how horrible and how terrible lutzanis is, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar's first. He said, kolam esloitzitz, any person that's involved in lutzanis, yisurin batan olav, it's going to bring yisurim onto him. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, the Navi Yeshaya talking, va'ata altis loitzatzu, he's talking to the Yidden and he says, don't engage in lutzanis, pen yechseku moisrechem. Because in the event that you're going to engage in leitzanis, moisrechem migloshin yisurim yachzaku is going to get the better of you. Amaluhu Rava the Rabbanan. On that note, Rava told the Rabbanan, b'matusa b'inu minayichu, please, I'm begging you, deloitis leitzatzu, don't get involved in leitzanis, deloilesu alaychu yisurim. Because in the event that you're going to engage in Leitzanus, like Rabbi Lazar said, it's going to bring Yisurim. So this is the first memra as it relates to Leitzanus. Someone that engages in Leitzanus, Yisurim Banot. Number two, Amar Rav Katina. Kolam Esloitzei, it's any person that is a let, Mizoynois of Mismaatin. It's going to affect his Parnasa. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Moshach Yadoy Esloitzetin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws his hand from the Leitzanim. Rashi here says, Dover Nifla. Dibra Maschel Yadoy. Moshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodoy, HaPiseach Yodoy Lozun Es HaKoel, Moshcha Min HaLoitzitzin. Unbelievable. Everyone knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Piseach Es Yodecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up his hand for everybody. The one exception is the Letz. HaPiseach Yodoy Lozun Es HaKoel, Moshcha Min HaLoitzitzin. This Moshach Yodoy is the inverse of Piseach Es Yodecha. But that's the second terrible thing that comes about through Letzanus. Number three, Amar Reb Shem Ben Lakish, Kolam Es Loitzis, any person that's involved in Leitzanus, life will be Gehenim, is going to end up in Gehenim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Zayd Yahir Leitz Shemoy, Oise Be'evra Zodin. So a Zayd means someone that acts bemezid. Yahir is a Balgaiva. Leitz is Leitz. But the point is, we're focusing on the word Leitz. So Zayd Yahir Leitz Shemoy, specifically the Leitz, is Oise Be'evra Zodin. What does that mean? They never El Gehenim. Evra is a reference to Gehenim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Yoim Evra Hayoim Hahu. So Evra means Gehenim, thus someone that's elates his asiyah, the things that he's doing is ultimately going to end him up in Evra. Amar Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia said, Kol HaMisyoyer, any person that's a Balgaiva Noifa Bagehenim, he's going to fall into Gehenim. Shenema, the same exact pasuk. It says, Zayd Yohir Leit Shemoy, Oysa Be'evra Zadayin, Vein Evra El Gehenim, Shenema Yoim Evra Yoim Mahu. In other words, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that this pasuk is referring to the Leit, because it says Leit. Rav Oishia said the pasuk is referring to a Balgaiva, because it says Gaiva, it says Yohir. You can go either way. Of course, we're focusing on Litzonis now. The sugi of Gaiva, that's Soita Dafei, that's in different places in Shas. But Asher Nogel, in your Neinu, we're talking about a Leitz. This is the third terrible thing that relates to the Leitz. Kolam Esloitzetz is Neufel B'Gehenem. Number four, Amar Rab Tanchum Barchani Loi. Kolam Esloitzetz, any person that's involved in Leitzanis, Goyrim Kloya Lo'olam. He causes destruction to descend upon the entire world. Shenemar, as it says, this is also Yeshaya talking, V'ata now, Altis Leitzatzu. So we saw this pasuk already, right? You shouldn't have yisurim. And then he continued. He said, "Ki chala miloshin kolaya v'necherotza shamati me'es Hashem elokim tzvakos al kol haaretz." Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu said that because of Yilatzanis, I'm going to bring kolaya on the entire land. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, "Kasha he." You see, Yilatzanis is so kasha. How so? Shetchilasa yisurim, because it starts off with yisurim. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Al tisloit satzu pen yechzeku moistreichem v'soifa kloya ki kolo v'nechrotza shamati. And it's not only on you, but really it's al kol aretz. If you do the sikum of the very first part of our divrei agada, four terrible things that come about for someone that engages in leitzanis. Number one, yisurim ba'analav. Number two, mizaynoisav mismatim. He's the inverse of the peseach es yodecha. Number three, he's neifel begehenim. Number four, he brings kloya on the entire world. Why are we talking about this? First verse, literally, in Sefer Tehillim. Ashrei yo'ish ash lo yehalak patsas rishon, uvederech atom lo yomad, uvemoishav leitzim lo yashav. So for sure the takeaway of this Gemara is that leitzanus is something that's very, very chomer. Now, for further iyun, in terms of understanding why it is that leitzanus is so terrible, the Ma'ariv Makim is the Mesilas Yesharim. It's towards the beginning of the Sefer. It's in Perikei, where he's talking about the Mafsidei Hazeirus. So right in the beginning of Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, so Mesilas Yesharim talks about Chayvaseh Ba'ilamei, that's how the Sefer begins, and then he talks about Zihiros. Zihiros means a person has to watch himself, right? You can't just allow yourself to go and live like a behemoth. You have to have some sort of shmira. You have to watch yourself. And the Mesilas Yesharim in Perikei, he talks about the Mafsidei HaZihiros. What is it that causes a person to be negligent when it comes to watching himself? And he says there are three things. Hasheni, the second thing is Haschoik V'Halotzoin. And as he works through the perek, the Mesilas Yesharim says that as it relates to that second one, Haschoik V'Halotzoin, it's Kasha Me'oid. And he goes on in a very descriptive way, quoting our Gemaras and bringing out the point of why it is that Litzonus is something so terrible. Just to read one excerpt. He says, V'kol kach lam, why is this the worst thing in the world? Lefi, shekemoy shekol mitzias hazehirus toli besimas alev al adavar. He said, what's zehirus? Zehirus is to be mindful and to be locked in and present and focused. Kein kol atzmoy shel haschoik enoy ele meser halev min hamachshavois hayesharois v'ha iunios v'nimtza shelo yavoyu hirhuri ayira b'libay kla. If a person has Litzonus, it's going to get in the way of him being able to have any erlicha machshava. V'tira kshi halotzim v'ashchasasei harabah. And he gives a mashal. K'moy hamogin hamashuach b'shemen. Ashe yashmit v'yapu me'olav hachitzen. U'mashlicham la'aretz. V'lo yaniach oysam sheyagiyu el guf ha'adam. Mesilas Yesharim is famous for some of his parables, for some of his mashalim. He says, just like if a person has a shield, and the shield has Shemen HaMishcha on it, so that any person that throws any arrow on it, it's going to slide right down to the ground. Kein halotzoim b'fnei ha-toychocha ve-hamardus, ki b'leitzonos achas, u'b'schoy katon, yapil ha-odam me'olav ribuy gadol, min ha-esoiris v'ha-espailus, ma-shahalei m'soir v'u-mespailu ba'atzmoy, etc., etc. Then he says at the end, that if you want to know how chomor Litzonus says, learn avodah zarah daf yudches amud beis. V'nei kefi chaymer achet v'taltoisav hechmer hashreifet ha'amiti ba'anshoi. V'hu mashalim dunu zal, kosha litzonus, shetchilasa yesurim v'soifei klaya. Either way, perikei in the beginning, this is the Ma'ariv Makim in terms of appreciating a little bit better why it is that uva moishav leisam leyasha made it to the first verse in Tehillim, and why this is something that's so, so chum. More on this note. Torah Shreb Shimim Ben Paz. Reb Shimim Ben Paz, he gave the following drasha. Might this is what's found in the pasuk that says, Ashrei Yo'ish, Asher Lo Yeholach. And the next words are, Batzas Rishoyim, Ze, said Reb Shimim Ben Paz, Shlo Yeholach, Letartiyois, Ulekar Kisiyois, Shal Evdi Kechavim. It's referring to someone that didn't go to theaters and the circuses of the Evdi Kechavim. Uvederech Atom, Lo Yomad, Ze, Shal Yomad, Beknigyoin. This is referring to someone that didn't engage in hunting in these types of sporting events. Uva Moishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav, Shal Yoshav, B'sachbulois, he's somebody that didn't sit down and he didn't engage in the people that are busy with different types of tachbulois. They get involved in yonis nos and different types of things. A person might say, being that I'm not doing all the bad things, okay, so let me just sit around, loaf around, sleep away, and do whatever I want. Meaning, David HaMelech starts, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher Lo Yeholech Batzas Rishon, Uvederech Hatom Lo Yamad, Uvemoshe Bleitzem Yashav. So a person could say, oh, let me stop right there. Let me hit the pause button, right? So as long as I didn't go to all these events, and I'm not engaging in something immoral and something that I shouldn't be doing, so I'm okay. Now, what I do, who cares? Eilech Ve'eskar B'Sheina. Tom Malum, you have to read the next pasuk. You can't hit the pause button. Unpause fast. Ki im b'teiras Hashem cheftzoy, uv'sayros ne'yeg yom v'loyla. Only then are you an Ashrei Ha'ish. So Ashrei Ha'ish, when number one, you're sumeira, you don't do the things of pasuk aleph, but also you're asei toiv. You do the things that are mentioned in pasuk base. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmanim Rav Yonis. Ashrei Ha'ish asher lehalach batzas rishoyim ze Avram Avinu. It's a reference to Avram Avinu. Shloi halach batzas anchi dar aflogo. He did not follow the eitz of the dar aflogo. She rishom hoyu. We know they were rishom. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hava nivna lanu ir. Now the truth is, in that pasuk, it doesn't say anywhere that the anchi dar aflogo were rishon. Now, the Gemaras in the end of Perek Chelek talk about the terrible rishis of the Anshei Dar HaFlaga. But when you learn the Psukim and you go through the Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's very, very not clear. In fact, all the Parshanim in Pshutei Shel Mikra, if you go through the Rishonim on the Pasuk, they all learn Pashup Shat in the Chet of the Anshei Dar HaFlaga very differently than the way we have it in the Teresh Valpeh. This is something that we went through very much in Chumashir in the end of Parashas Noach. But either way, we know that the Dar HaFlaga is from the infamous Doirois, and they were Rishon, and Avram Avinu, he lived during that time, was Loi Halach Batzas Anshei Dar HaFlaga, and he's the Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Loi Halach Batzas Rishon. By the way, not only did Avram Avinu not go along with the Anshei Dar HaFlaga, but Chazal say that Avram Avinu was 48 years old at the time of the Dar HaFlaga, and we've said over many times over the years, B'Shem HaGoyin Reb Shmuel Yankif, who said that the Oymik is, that we know, that Chazal said that when Avram Avinu come to his Akara of there being a Bayri Yoylam, that there's a Manag Labira, it happened precisely when he was 48 years old. The Rambam says 40, the Ravid says 3, but Chazal say, L'chayra, even the Rambam, the right gear says probably not 40, it's 48 based on Afan Chazal. But the bottom line is Avram Avinu came to Zakar at 48. So not only did he not follow the Dar HaFlaga, to the contrary, he actually went completely in the other direction. Reb Shmuel Yankif said that what's the pshat? It's like a punk that Avram Avinu came to his Akara at the time of the Dar HaFlaga. And also, why was Chazal telling us Avram Avinu was 48 years old? It's a nice fun fact. But does it really matter? The teretz is because it's always Zelu Umazeh. And when you live in a world that there's a tremendous koich hatoma, it means el umazeh, there has to be a tremendous koich hakdusha. Shmuel Yankif used to say this in a musadig way. We live in a world where there's so much tuma, but that means umazeh, there's so much kdusha. So you could look at the world and you could say it's a fadar ben avel, which is true, but you could also do something that's lamaisa. You can tap in, and that's Avram Avinu. Not only was he loy halach basas anche dar HaFlaga, he actually took the energy of the dar HaFlaga, he leveraged it. Let's say that. Either way, b'derech hatom lo yamad, shloy amad. Again, it's referring to Avram Avinu, who did not engage in the chatam of stoim. Shachatam hoyu, we know they were really bad. That's mafurish in the pasuk. Shenema va'anche sedoim ra'im v'chatam l'Hashem hoy. And finally, uvamoish of leitzim layashav. That's also referring to Avram Avinu. Shelayashav b'moish of anche plishtim. So Avram Avinu in Parshas Vayera, he meets Avimelech and he's in Gerar and he's with the plishtim. But at the same time, he didn't engage with the plishtim. And why is that? Uvamoish of leitzim layashav mepnei leitzonim hoyu, because they were leitzonim. Shenema va'yehi katoiv. Now that story really happened hundreds and hundreds of years later. Stating that it was still the plishtim, and apparently that was part and parcel of their culture, and Avram Avinu was somehow spirit from that. So again, Ashrei Ha'ish, Ashrei Holach, Batzas Rishon is referring to Avram Avinu. What does it mean? The Atzas Rishon, it's the Eitzah of the Anshei Dar HaFlaga. Ubederech Chatoim Lo Yomad, it's referring to the Chatoim of Anshei Stoim. Uvemoyshav Leitzam Lo Yoshav is referring to the Leitzonis of the Plishtim. Another drasha. Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem. Now, notice, it's very similar to our pasuk, Ashrei Ish, but it's a different pasuk. Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem, it's in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis. Say Chazal, what does it mean? Ashrei Ish, Ashrei Ish, Veloy Ashrei Isha, right? It's Akasha. Ish Veloy Isha throughout Chazal. Is that the way he's supposed to read the pasuk? No, Ashrei Misha Oisa Tshuva Kishu Ish. It means Ashrei, a person that does tshuva when he's an ish, when he's young. A person does tshuva when he's young, it's a better tshuva. Truth is, the Rishonim say, Rabbi Yonah Shari tshuva. Why is tshuva better when a person's younger than it is when he's older? It's because it's tshuva samishka. The real way to do tshuva is oisa makam, oisa isha, oisa shah. So if a person, even if he's ba'oisa makam, oisa isha, oisa shah, but he's much older and he's shvacher and his yetzahara is not the same, so it's just not going to be the tshuvas hamishkol. So there's a certain ashray of a person doing tshuva kishuhu adayinish. Now the truth is, the pasuk says over and over and over again, ad yoy moisoy techakeloy. And im yashuv mi atakabel. So a person doesn't have to do tshuva when he's an ish. It's not ma'akev in the tshuva, but it's an ashrei. It's a madregan tshuva. Ashrei misha oisa tshuva kishahu ish. Rav Shulman Levi Amar, ashrei misha miskaber al yitzrei ki'ish. The way he's supposed to read the pasuk is that ashrei is someone that he overcomes his yetzahara with a gvura like an ish. B'mitzvoysav chofetz ma'oid. What do those words mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that what the pasuk is coming to say is that ashrei a person that's been mitzvos of chafetz or bevaloi b'schar mitzvos. So what does he want? He wants the mitzvah. It's not focused so much on the schar. Haynu detran. This is the mission that says, "Who are your oimer? Altiu kavodim am shamshin esarav amanas lekabel pras elahevu kavodim am shamshin esarav shalom amanas lekabel pras." A person should do Torah mitzvahs not because of the schar, because of the mitzvah itself, and that's been mitzvos of chafetz ma'od. Been mitzvos of what he wants is the mitzvah. He doesn't want the schar of the mitzvah. So again, this is the seif of the previous pasuk. Ashrei ish yoreis Hashem. We have two pshatim in that. But mitzvos of chafetz ma'od. This is a pasuk that's a remez to this inyan of al tiu kavodim am shamshin esarav al manas lekabel pras eleheyu kavodim am shamshin esarav shmoi al manas lekabel pras. The Chassam Sofer in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos. So this was in the year Tavkuf Samech Gimel, right? Chassam Sofer is always broken down by the year. So in Tavkuf Samech Gimel, the Chassam Sofer wrote on Pirkei Avos, and he springs a dover nifla that he heard from Meir V'Rabbi Agoyin HaChosid, Bal HaFla, Hashem Yishmireyu V'Yichayeyu. So the HaFla was still alive at that point. The HaFla was nifter in Tavkuf Samechay. So this was Karuv V'Samech L'Misasay. But the HaFla was still alive, and the Chassam Sofer writes in his Pinkus something that he heard from his Grace Rebbe, that the Hafla said, what does it mean? Altiu kavodim hamishamshin esarav amanas lekabel pras. What's that word pras? Pras. So he said, a pras always means a part, right? A prusa, your pyres, the chala. It means a piece. So the Hafla said that there's something called schar mitzvah. What is schar mitzvah? So pashit is like a fixed amount of schar that you get for every mitzvah that you do. The Hafla said it's not necessarily to be the way it's going to be. And really, a person himself can determine what his schar mitzvah is going to be. The chshivas you give for a mitzvah, that will dictate on some level what your schar is going to be. So for example, a person is willing to do a mitzvah, but if it comes with an invoice, maybe not. Whatever invoice you're willing to pay for that mitzvah, you're basically designating what that mitzvah is worth to you. And whatever you determine it's worth to you, that's what your schar is going to be. But if you say, I'll do a mitzvah, but not if it comes at a certain expense, well, you basically limited what the schar of that mitzvah is going to be. You're not going to get more than that. So the floor touch. Don't be Oved Hashem in a way where when you're going to come up to Shemayim, you're going to find out that you're only getting a prusa, a chelik of what the mitzvah is really worth because you showed a lack of chshivos. Don't be surprised one day you're going to go up to Shemayim, you're going to find out you only got a prusa of the mitzvah. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. The truth is, this diak that the Chassam Sofer brings that he heard from his Rebbe the Hafla, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Pirish on Ovis Lechem Shemayim, he was mechavin to the diak. He says a different pshat. But also, what's the Lashon Pras? And he says, Pras is Miloshon Prusa. And he taiched Rabbi Yaakov Emden that when the Mishnah said, Al tiyu kavodim am shamshin asarav am anasal kabel pras, a very big chiddush, if you never heard this. He said, it means, am anasal kabel pras ba'ilu mazah. But if you want to be mishamish asarav, am anasal kabel pras ba'ilu mazah, he said, that's already a whole different Indian. Meaning, a person shouldn't say, I'm going to serve Hashem like this, I'll have a good in this world. Because in this world, the Eibishter has chishboinus. There's a tzaddik v'raloi, there's a rosh v'toivloi. He says, there's gilgulim, there's a lot of different chishboinus that go into what a person's fate is going to be in this world. And al tiyu kavodim amishamshin asarav amanasa kavu pras. So what's pras? Pras, again, is prusa. Because you would think that, I want my ikkeschar to be an oilam haba. Nobody wants to give up his oilam haba. But give me a prusa, a little something. something on this world's like this. I'll get a little something. He says very poetically that a person could sometimes dive into the Eibush and say, listen, I understand the schar mitzvah by Amalekim. My real schar is going to be in the next world. Give me a deposit, right? Just give me 5%. Give me 10%. And the rest, I'll have a little less in the next world. But like this, in this world, I'm going to have. Don't be Mishamish HaSarav Almanas, even to be Makabal of Prus on this world. It's not the way it works. And besides, Yofa Kairos Ruch Me'olam Abam Mikol HaNois Olam Hazad, that's not the Mahalach, but Shneim Nischavnu L'diyuk Echad, and that is Pras Miloshnan Prusa. Pasuk says, going back to Tehillim, Perek Aleph, Ki Im B'Teiros Hashem Cheftzoi U'B'Sei Rasa Yagi Yom V'Leilos. Again, we teach the first part. Ashri Yish Hashem Lachos Hashem Derech Tom L'Yom V'Leitz M'Leitz M'Leitz What's Pasuk based? Ki Im B'Teiros Hashem Cheftzoi. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Ein Adam Aloi M'Teiro Ela Mimokoim She Libay Chafetz. A person can only learn if he's learning from something, a sefer, a limud that he's interested in learning. She Nemar Ki Im B'Teiros Hashem Cheftzoi. You want to be Matzliach in learning, it should be something that you're interested, something that you have a cheshek in, something that you're right now, motivated to learn, says the Gemara. That note, an anecdote. Levi v'Reb Shimon b'Rebbe Yosef kamei d'Rebbe. So Levi and Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, they were both learning by Rebbe v'kapaske sidra, and they were learning some chelik of mikra, solik sifra. They finished whatever sefer they were learning, and then there was a little bit of a debate. What should they learn next? Levi Amar, Levi said, "Laisi la mishle. I want to learn mishle." Reb Shimon b'Rebbe Yomar, "Laisi la tilim," also known as tilim. Kafye le Levi v'aisi tilim. Shimon b'Rebbe forced him. I don't know. But somehow he forced him, and they agreed they're going to learn Tehillim. Kimato Hacha said he started learning Tehillim, and they're up to Mamish, the second base, Pasuk base, I should say. Kim B'Teres Hashem Cheftzai Parish. The Rebbe is giving shir. The Amran, he said, Ein Adam Loi B'Teres Ela B'Makam Shalib Echavitz Amalevi. He said, Oy Bazai, I'd famach the Tehillim. He said, Rebbe, I'm out. Now, Satali Rishos Lamoid, I'm Rabdimi Barcham. If any person that learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all the chafetzim for that person. So if a person does a Torah Hashem, the Eibushter says, your chafetzim are my chafetzim, I'm going to take care of business for you. Amar Rav, Rav said, La'olam yilmoid Adam Torah. Doesn't this sound like verbatim what Rebbe just said? We're going to get to this Be'ez Hashem later. When a person starts learning Torah, so it's not his Torah, the Torah is the Eibushter's Torah. But once a person harvests and learning, he's mechadesh, it becomes part of him, and it literally becomes his Torah. How do you know that? Shenemar, the Pasuk starts off and says, B'toiras Hashem, the Torah belongs to the Eibushter, and then afterwards, Ubisai Rasai, Yeger Yom Avalayla. Right? So it starts with Torah Hashem, but once you're Yeger Yom Avalayla, then it becomes Torah Hashem. A person should always learn Torah first, and then afterwards, he should try to understand it. Meaning, learn Bekiyas first, and then afterwards, learn Iyun. Shenebe the Pasuk says, Be Torah Hashem, meaning focus on the Torah Hashem, the way it was given over. And vahadar, and afterwards, ubesayrasa yaga, you be mechadish, you're havon in it, you're ion in it, you should try to understand it. Amar Rava, Rava said another thing. La'ilam ligras inish. A person should learn, va'afagafta meshakach, even if he's going to forget. Va'afagafta lo yoda maikomar, even if he doesn't know what he's saying. Shenema, the Pasik says, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, this is in Kufyotes, in Tamni Apin, he said, garso nafshi litava el mishpatecha b'chaleis. He said, I'm always learning, garso nafshi. But Rava was Gorsa means more shitchias. Tochana means he's grinding it. He's being yoimid in the oimik of every single word. Says Rava, la'olam ligras inish va'afal gafte meshakach. Even if you're going to forget, and afal gafte lo yada, even if you don't know what you're talking about, still, afilo hachi, this is the way a person's supposed to. Rava Rami, Rava Asasti, Riksiv, the Pasuk says, regarding Torah, this is a Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Tes, and it says, al gape. Now the whole Pasuk is, sholchan ariseho sikra, al gape, meroy me chorus. Now, gape means knafayim. It means wings. Point is, it sounds like Torah is on top of wings. Okay. Uksiv, and then it says, al kise. The whole pasuk is, v'yoshva lefesach besa, al kise meroy mekars. It's a pasuk, and initially it's talking about Torah, and it sounds like Torah, where is it perched? It's perched on top of the wings of a bird. And then it says, it's sitting, no, on the kise. It's on the kise yakovitz. Which one is it? So I said, Rava, betchila al gape, ulebesayf al kise. They're both true. Meaning the first pasuk in just sequence is the pasuk that says Al-Gape. The next one is the one that says Al-Kise, if you're keeping score. The first one is Mishlei Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel. The second one is Mishlei Perek Tes Pasuk Yudalit. So Gimel comes before Yudalit. So first, when a person starts learning, he's Al-Gape. And then afterwards, as a person learns more, he ends up being Al-Kise. So what are these two things? So Rashi has two pshat on what this means. First pshat Rashi says is that Al-Gape is not a mokim of kovid. It's not a mokim of kfios. A kisei is a makam of kfias. So when a person starts learning lechatchila, no one's going to take him so seriously. But then eventually, his Torah becomes more chashuv, he becomes more chashuv, and now all of a sudden he's al kisei. Lishna al chrina, Rashi says, gape actually means something else. It's miloshin in begapa yovei, begapa yetze. It's miloshin of yichidi. When a person starts learning, he's learning by himself in a vinkel, but then if he learns, he could be zoicha to be maimit talmidim, and then all of a sudden it won't be begape anymore. So you could start off al gape, but eventually you're going to be al kisei. Psiv. Rava continuing and said, it says regarding Torah, Beroish Miroim. It's also a pasuk in Mishlei that refers to the Torah as being Beroish Miroim, somewhere up very, very high, right? B'mokim Rom V'nisa. Yet it says also, Iksiv, it says Ali Darech. It sounds like it's going to be very much in the open. Said Rava, again, there's a before and an after. Betchila Beroish Miroimim, Ule B'saif, and then afterwards, it's going to be Ali Darech. Rashi says, Beroish Miroimim, initially, a person, when he learns, he's mistalik b'machbois. He learns in a vinkel somewhere. But eventually, word's going to get out. He's going to be a moira hayra le'en kol, says Rashi. All of a sudden, he's going to become a little bit more meforsim. Ula rami, ula asasir. Ksiv, the pasuk says, shesei mayim b'bayrecha. You should drink water from your bar. Ksiv, the pasuk says, v'noizlim mitoich b'eirecha. You should take water from your be'er. Now, a bar and a be'er are very similar, right? Even the words are very similar. It's an aleph and a vav. They're both beis resh. They're both sources of water, right? A bar is a ditch that has water in it. A be'er is like a be'er mayim chayim. It's where there's running water. So it's teirik nimshal to mayim in a bar, right? A bar reik yesh by mayim, is that what it is? Or is it nimshal more to a be'er? So again, this is Ula talking. Betchila shesei mayim mi bayrecha. It's going to be a little bit more mitzumtzum. It's going to be more confined. Ula b'sayif and noizlim mitoich beirecha. This person's going to be zoicha to be a mayin amas kama. Omar rava, omar rab schayra, omar rav huna. Mayidach siv, what's behind the pasuk that says, hoin mehevel yimot v'koyveitz al yad yarba. Again, a pasuk in Mishlei that's referring to Torah. Im ois adam terasa chavilos chavilos. If a person learns Torah, chavilos chavilos, meaning he tries chapping as much Torah as he possibly could in one shot, mismayit. And what's going to happen is, his Torah is going to be mismayit. He's going to forget his learning, he's not going to be successful. Vim koveitz al yad. If, however, he goes a little bit at a time, he does a piecemeal, yarba, then already he's going to end up having more. So, hoin mehevel yimot. A person that tries taking a hoin is a lot, it's going to be counterintuitive. He's going to end up with less. The koveitz al yad means ma'at ma'at, then already yarba, he's going to end up having more. So Rava said that the way a person should learn is learn a little bit, understand it, go weiter, because if you're going to try to chap around too much, it's going to be hard. Now, it's funny, because Rava himself had previously said that there's an Indian of learn and learn and learn and forget and don't even know what you're talking about, it's going to be fine. So you have to know what the balance is. But this is what Rava says over here. Amar Rava, Rava said, Yadi Rabban Allah Milsav Avriyallah. You should know all the Rabbanim know that this is the right way to learn. But they're over on it anyways. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, "I know avidet of a kind biyadi. I followed the real way you're supposed to learn, meaning I did it the way Rav Huna said it. I wasn't one of the rabbanon that was over. I did it the right way, and it actually ended up working out for me very, very well. More related to this idea. I'm Rav Shizbi Mishmei Rav Elazar Ben Azari. My text was from the pasuk that says, "Lo yachroich remia." So we're talking about a tzayid. A tzayid is a fanger, right? This is a hunter. So if you have a hunter, but he's a ramai, so that person, lo yachrich tzedai. So when he takes the thing that he caught, that he hunted, and he tries cooking it, it's not going to come out so good. What does it mean? So lo yachrich means lo yichya, v'lo yarech yomim tzayid haramai. Rashi says, lo yachroich is nutrikon. It's an acronym. For lo yichya, for lo yarech yamim, the tzayid, that's a ramai, is not going to be successful. Now, this is a mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal says, Rashi is. He's talking about someone that learns Torah. But when he learns Torah, he's a ramai. So what does he do? He learns so much. And he's able to talk about all that he learned, but he ends up forgetting everything. And as a result, he's like a little bit of a ramai in his learning. This person won't be successful. Rav Sheshna said that the way you read the pasuk is not lo yachrech remi etzedoi, that the Ramah won't be successful. It's just the opposite. Tzayed haramah yachrech. It's more like, rhetorically speaking, Blashem bitmiyo, lo yachrech remi etzedoi. No, the guy that's a Ramah, he's very cunning. He knows what he's doing. He's an operator, right? He's someone that's very, very tichtig, right? He's scrappy. He knows exactly what he's doing. That Sayed Harama Yachrech is going to be successful. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is that if a person is going to learn Torah like a Ramai, meaning he's going to be cunning, he's going to be strategic in his learning, to the contrary, this person is actually going to end up being very, very successful. More on this note, Ki Yosra Avdimi, where Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, the Bavel, Amar, he said, Moshel, I'll tell you, I heard a Moshel in Eretz Yisrael, the Adam Shetzot Ziparim, somebody is catching birds, in Meshabrik Knafel Shal Rishayna, if this person, as he catches a bird, he breaks its wings, it's like this, it can't fly away, then Kulam is Kamis Biyadai. So this guy could be a good hunter, right? He has nails them, but at the same time, it's perfect. He's going to be able to chop and keep them live. But let's say he doesn't break the wings. So you can catch them all day long, but they're going to keep on flying away. A person learns Torah, that's gevaldik. But you learn Torah and you have to incorporate and internalize the Torah that you're learning. But if you don't internalize the Torah that you're learning, then it's not going to be okay. So again, we're up to Pasuk Gimel already. That's what you're not supposed to do. What are you supposed to do? Kim b'tayr sashem chetzay uvasay rasa yega yoyman v'loyla. Then the third pasuk says v'hoyu ke'ed shosu apal ge'may asher piru yitem b'ita v'leu l'yibo v'choyl asher yase yatzliach. Says the Gemara v'hoyu ke'ed shosu apal ge'mayim amri debay rav ke'etz shasol v'loy ke'etz notua. A person should be in his learning like an etz shasol. He shouldn't be like an etz notua. What does that mean? You shouldn't just learn from one Rebbe, you should learn from many Rebbe. If you learn from Rav Echad, you're not going to be Roya Simon Bracha. So first of all, what's the mashal? And then we have to figure out what's the nimshal. The mashal is a person should be like an eighth shasal, as opposed to what? As opposed to an eighth notua. What's the difference? The difference is, a tree can be planted in one of two ways, right? When you learn Zroim Sugyas, this plays itself out. One is you can plant it in the Natua sense. The Natua sense means you put a seed in the ground and then a tree is going to suddenly grow. That tree grew from the ground. It's eingepflanzt in the ground. That's what's called an Eitz Natua. An Eitz Shasel is when you take a sapling. You take a tree and you put it in the ground. That tree started off here. Now you're putting it there. Maybe later you're going to put it somewhere else. The Eitz Natua is not going anywhere. As opposed to the Eitz Shasol is something that can move around. So Amri Debei Rav Yana, Rav Yana's yeshiva, they used to say that a person wants to be matzliach in his learning, he should be like the Eitz Shasol. He should go here from this yeshiva, from that yeshiva. He shouldn't be like an Eitz Natua. Amr Rav Chizah l'Rabbanan. So Rav Chizah turned to the Rabbanan, his Talmidim. And he said, "Be'ina de emel l'chum milsa." I want to say something. "U'mistafina de shafkis l'ivazlisa." But I'm afraid if I say this, so he's sitting in shir, he said, "Rabbi, there's something I want to say, but I'm afraid I'm out of business if I'm going to say this." Mamish. He said, "You ready?" He says, "Okay." As Rav Chizda finished saying these words, and they didn't just leave. They went to his arch nemesis. They went to Rabbah. So when they came to Rabbah, so Rabbah said, "What's going on over here?" All of a sudden, he's getting applications. So he said, "Vas tutzach das?" He says, "No, you misunderstood the Rabbah." He said, "Hani mili svara." He said, "Rav Chizda, that's true. There's an Indian of kalaloi mitayim rav echad ein roisim and brachaloi lom. You should be keid shasel." But that's as it relates to understanding the lomdus aval gemara. But when it comes to knowing the gersois and learning gemara mirav echad adif, it's actually better keichad loy. Because otherwise you're going to get all some mishnah and some drake. This lishna dash, yeah, go back to Rav Chizda. But the point is, yeah, you want to learn this derech halimut and that derech halimut. Yeah, there's something called learning different derechim and limut. And for that, you have to be great and you have to learn from different rabbis. But in terms of gemara and understanding the gersois and just having the material and information, to the contrary, you learn from one rabbi, in a way, it's actually going to be better. V'ayukei shasel, what are the next words? A person should divide his years, his learning years, into thirds. Shlish b'mikra, one-third mikra. Shlish b'mishnah, one-third mishnah. Shlish b'talmud, and one-third of gemar. Says the Gemara, "Yad inish kamachai." What? So a person's going to say, okay, the next 25 years, and he doesn't know how long he's going to live. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ki kamrina b'yoymi. We don't mean years, it means days. Now, as machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what this means. Rashi says, dibra maschal b'yoymi. It's the fourth line on the top. Beis yom in mikra, beis yom in mishnah, v'chulu, right? V'chen kol shavua v'shavua. Tosfos says, you didn't really satisfy the Gemara's problem. What was the Gemara's problem? You still don't know. Now you got it much better. You got it within a couple of days or hours. You still didn't get it right. So Tosfos says the way you're supposed to do it is every single day. And that's when Tosfos brings for Rabbeinu Tam that we learn Gemara today, and Talmud Bavli is called Bavli. Why is it called Bavli? So the Gemara Sanhedrin already talks about why it's Bavli. And one of the reasons it gives is it's Blula b'Mikra, Blula b'Mishnah, Blula b'Talmud. So Chazal already said that Talmud Bavli is really made up of all of the three. And as a result, just from learning Talmud Bavli, a person could be Yotza. This halach asher piryoy yitain biitay. Oh my Rava, Rava said, in piryoy yitain biitay. If a person will be mekayim, piryoy yitain biitay, then va'ale olayiba. V'chilashe yasi yatzliach. Then he'll get all the brachas. V'mla, but if he won't be a piryoy yitain biitay, then al haloymed, v'al hamilamed, aleim akosuf oymer loykeno rishon ki im v'gaymer. So in order for this system to work, you have to be a period yitem be'itai. What does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi prefers the second pshat. And the second pshat Rashi says is, number one, the person learns Torah be'itai. And number two, he's also oisa. He's mekayim asher kasav b'Torah. So if a person only learns Torah, but he doesn't keep the mitzvahs, then that's certainly not going to be enough. A person needs to learn. A person also has to do the mitzvahs. And if he does that, then he's going to be zoicha to all the great brachas. Now the truth is, that if we would recap now, we're not going to, but if we recap this last half of Amud Gemara, Rava's members, right? How many members did we have from Rava regarding Derech HaLimud? A few members from Rav Huna, different Amayram. I mean, it sounds like a clinic in how you're supposed to learn. Meaning, Derech HaLimud is always one of those interesting talking points. It seems to vary from generation to generation, maybe from yeshiva to yeshiva. I mean, it sounds like Chazal already laid out exactly what Derech HaLimud is supposed to be like. I mean, who's going to argue with Rava? Abaye and Rava, right? Who's going to argue with Rava, who seem to lay out, if you count, I think it's five members related to Derech HaLimud. I'm not sure when Mekayim any of them. And L'chayra, it's Sarech Bir. So the truth is, some want to say that it could be a lot of the Derech HaLimud of the Amayron is not relevant today, because the Amayron, we know, used to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. And even though Rebbe, didn't he write the Mishnah? So first of all, there's no Gemara in the times of the Amayron. So even if the Mishnah is written, and we know the Maritz Chis, we just spoke it out, and we deserve that base. It's not even so posh that the Mishnah was written in that time. So it could be that there's certain things that, like Chazara, for example, the emphasis and the dogmas of Chazara, you find the Chazal, is something that's very, very dramatic. Right? The Gemara says, Rav Kahana heard that, you know, a person has to have Sudas Purim, Balayla, Bayoim, and it says he didn't budge until he said it over 40 times. Wow, that's a shtickle intense. Could be if he had a Shulchan Aruch, and it was an Afin Mechaber, he wouldn't have felt that he had a Chazir over 40 times. But there is something at that point that's being transmitted by Peh. The idea of chazaring something 101 times, so of course, Chazar, Nacham al-Chazar is something that's very relevant, Bezmanenu as well. But there are Gedolim that argued that could be a lot of Derech HaLimud that you find, right? Mar Nagriz and Sefer, we've spoken about many times that when Chazal say, if a person forgets Dover Echem Mishnasa, he's Meschai Ben Avshoy, that he brings it from Chaim Veloshim, that's before Torah was allowed to be written. So then if you forgot Torah, the Mesirah was forgotten. It's not the fact that this person forgot this word of Torah. There's a Shikha that's Negeya, the Gansa Kiyum and the whole Mesirah of Klai Yisrael. That's something that's way more common. So again, you have to look at these Gemaras a little bit in light of that. But I would walk away from this Gemara saying, Adayin Tzarechin. Either way, snuck the Gemara weiter. Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rav, Huna, Omer Rav. What's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila? So the Pasuk in totality is Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila Va'atsumim Kol Harugat. It's referring to this Isha Zayna, right? This seductive woman. So Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila Va'atsumim Kol Harugat. There are many casualties that come about as a result of her. So said Rab Abba in the name of Rav Huna in the name of Rab, Ki Rab in Chalolim Hipila Zed Talmud Shal Yigil Lahayra. It's referring to a Talmud that's not really on the level where he should be able to paskin umayr, but he paskins anyway. Va'atsumim Kol Harugat Zed Talmud Shal Yigil Lahayra. So if someone is not on the level of Paskin and he Paskins, that's terrible. That's the first part of the Pasuk. Ki Rabim Chalolim Yipilo. But then again, a Talmud that's Igil Ara and he's Enei Mara, that's just as bad. That's Va'atsumim Kol Aruge. Va'at Kama, what's the Shir? Meaning at what point do we say, okay, now you're Igil Ara, so you should Paskin Adar Bunshin, 40 years old. Once a person turns 40, that's when you should be Paskin. Rava used to Paskin Okay, maybe Paskin when he was older than 40. Because we know Rava only lived on till he was 40. Rava and Abaya both came from Beisiv. Now the truth is, it's a Shaila. Was it Rava or Rava? But Rava lived until he was 40. So if Rava lived until he was 40, and yet he Paskin, so it doesn't sound like he observed this halacha. So the Gemara says, Hasam b'shavin. Rashi says, what does it mean, b'shavin? B'she'im b'iroi gadol mimenu. Rava was the greatest in his city. And because he was the greatest in his city, or at the very least, he was as great as the greatest person in the city. So therefore, he was able to Paskin, even though he was younger than 40. So again, there is a carve-out in this halacha, and that carve-out is this inyan of 40. But this is another very interesting halacha, and that is a Talmud shlo yigia leira that paskins, that's ki rabim chalolim hipila, and then a Talmud that's yigia leira and he doesn't paskin, that's vatsumim kol harugeh. We once spoke out ba'arichos, just the maramachim for now, and that is Rabbi Kiva Eger in his famous haktovim, the Shalos Hatshuvos Rabbi Kiva Eger, where you see the anova of Rabbi Kiva Eger ki yodua. But one of the things that he writes, does Rabbi Kiva Eger, that be'etzim I didn't feel that I was worthy to paskin shalos, ki tamid miyirei hara anoichi. I was always from the people that were very, very nervous. I was insecure. Someone asked me a shaila, I'm going to tell them the psak. What if I'm getting it wrong? V'day asher hitzrachti l'hoshev l'shoyale. But I was obligated to respond, midai gosha bal eya b'chlal kol mi shegi aloi rov e'en aira. Tadeika said, I always felt stuck. Meaning, it's not so posh for somebody to say that, you know, anvisenuso yishel ribscharia. It's not such a posh tazach. Because on the one hand, you want to be an anav. Because, I don't know, maybe I'm a tamid shleyegir leira. But there's a flip side too. What if I'm a tamid leyegir leira? So Kivega said the only reason he used the paskin shaylis is because he had a tzad, maybe I'm a tamid shleyegir leira, and that much Rabbi Kivega felt, I have no choice, I have to paskin. But just to read the struggle of Rabbi Kivega and his akdama to Chuvas Rabbi Kivega, that on the one hand, I'm a Talmud Shlo Yigir Leira, but I don't know, maybe I'm a Talmud Shigir Leira. So I used to paskin mamish, the bare minimum, just so that I shouldn't violate being a Talmud Shigir Leira. The other interesting thing that we've spoken about in the past, more by Richos, is Va'ad Kamad Arbon Shnin, why 40? So we once spoke out from Rabbi Margolis. Rabbi Margolis said it's based on a whole bunch of Gemaras. But the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun that the prodigies, they used to start teaching them Torah when they were 6 years old, right? Up until six. Once you're six, the Gemara says, Safi Le Keturah, right? You should mama stop the child the way you force feed a shark. So when they were six, they used to start teaching them. And the first 12 years, we know that they used to always learn just information, right? That's why you find that when the Oyim used to go learn, Rabbi Kiva, 12, and then another 12, 12, and 12, and they used to always learn for twice. That's Pshat the Gemara and Shabbos Samech Gimel Amar Alf. Rav Kahana said that I was 18 years old and I didn't know Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta. What does it mean he didn't know Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta? That's the Rashbam. In his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parshas Vayeshev, where he's Misvakech with Rashi and learning Ein Mikra Pshuta Yishal Mikra, he said Avadi he knew Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshuta, but he didn't chap that you can learn Torah Shabbat in a way that it's going to come out different than sometimes even Chazal, based on this Indian of Ein Mikra Pshuta Yishal Mikra. But why 18? Because he started when he was 6 and he learned for 12 years. Now we know the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva was Meshamish Nochesh Ishgamzu for 22 years. There was something called Shimush of 22 years. A Talmud can't paskin until he does Shimush. So you start learning when you're 6. It's Tzvelif. It's often Tzvelif in Rabbi Kiva's case. But it's 12 years of learning, 18, 22 years, and you're 40 years old, when you're going to be ready to be able to paskin. Another classic. What does that mean? Omer Rav Acha Bar Ad Omer Rav. Va'amilo Omer Rav Acha Bar Ab Omer Rav. Amnuno Omer Rav. Sha'afilu Sicha Schulin. Shall Talmidei Chachamim Tzrichim Talmud Shenemar V'Oleu Lo Yibol. What's Pash Pshan in the Pasuk? That even the leaves of the Talmud Chacham don't wither. Nothing goes in vain. Everything that comes out of the mouth of a Talmud Chacham is something that needs to be learned from. And said Rav, you learn from here that Afilu Sicha Schulin Shall Talmidei Chachamim Tzrichim Talmud. We always talk about the Loshen HaRambam in Perek Beis and Hilchas Deis, where the Rambam says, where he's talking about the virtue of shtika, being quiet. He says, "Amru Rav Talmud Rabbeinu Hakadosh Shalai Soch Sich Betelam Kol Miyamav." And the Kesef Mishnah says, "He passed the Veloimet Sasiya." He said, "I looked around. I tried finding what's the makar to this Chazal." He said, "I found the Gemara in Sukkah Chavches Amar Aleph that says it about Rabbi Liazah Gadol, about Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai." Avol Rav, he says, "Keis Loim Matzasi." It's not something I was able to find. And we've mentioned that the Svarim in different places say that even though we have no makar to the Rambam, this is the remez with the hey idea, without any question in the world. This is the remez where Rav is the one that said, "Afilu sicha schulin shel tamidei chacham and tzricha talmud." That means he can't speak sicha b'teila. If you have to learn up the sicha schulin of a talmud chacham, what's Rav telling you? B'milam acherim, He's telling you, b'milam acherim, you can't speak just sicha schulim in the velt. This is without a question, the Rav. What does that mean? The thing that I'm about to tell you is Rabbi Shulman Levi is something that's mentioned in Torah. It's repeated in Nach and Simdritin Mol Zachaloi. It's mentioned in Ksuvim. What is this thing? Someone that learns Torah, Nechasim Matzlichim Loi. His Nechasim are going to be Matzliach. Meaning his nechassim themselves are going to go to work for him. He's going to have a tremendous amount of atzlach. Right, that's pashat the taich. Nechassav matzlichen lo. His nechassim that he has, his assets, his possessions, are going to bring him atzlach. How do you see this? Kasa b'tayrit says, Dichsiv, ushmartem estivri abris hazois, va'asisem oisam, laman taskilu eiskol asher tason. Do Torah, so that the Torah itself will be Laman Taskilu. Taskilu is Milosh and Hatzlacha. So the Torah is going to bring Hatzlacha. Shana ben Avim, where do you find this in Avim? Yeshua Perak Aleph. Layomer Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha, Vagiz Vayomer Valaylo, Laman Tishman Lansayis Kechal HaKosuboy, Ki Oz Tatzliach Esther Achecha, Vaoz Taskel. And the Torah is going to bring that Hatzlacha. Meshulish Biksuvim Dechsiv, this Pasuk. Kim Torah Hashem Chefsev, Zerasa Yego Yomer Valaylo, Vayu Kei Chosu Apal Gei Moim, Ashapirio Yitem Be'itoy Va'aleyu Lo Yibo, Vechoyl Ashni Yasi Yasi. One last Gemara, maybe the most famous Gemara in the whole daf. Machriz Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri once made the following proclamation. He said, "Man boichai, man boichai." He said, "I found the sum of the chai. I literally have the refuah from all the refuahs. Who wants it?" So when the word got out that there's somebody peddling life, everybody came running to him. Havlan chai. Right? It was like, Havlan, give me, I want more. Amaluhusi. He told them, "You want chayim? Here's chayim. Mio ish." Hechofitz chayim, oyiv yomim lirois toiv, nitzor l'shoincha meira, usfasecha midar ben mirma, sur meira v'asei toiv, bak yeshon v'rot feyo. Says the Gemara, Shemba Yoimar, a person's going to say, oh, mi asher chofitz chayim, oyiv yomim lirois toiv, nitzor l'shoincha meira, right? The whole sefer chofitz chayim is predicated on that. So a person will say, nitzarti l'shoini meira, usfasei midar ben mirma, now I can do whatever I want. Eilech ve'esgara b'sheino, right? Coming full circle, we saw this in the beginning of the daf. Talmud loymar no sur meirav asei toiv ve'ein toiv ela toirish and emar kilekach toiv nasati lechem toirasei al tazeidu. You have to be a sur meirav, and not only you have to be a sur meirav, but you also have to be somebody that's going to be an asei toiv. Either way, we're going to stop here, but just to end with one ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara mentioned twice in this daf. So again, there's so much here, right? Valzen emar ayin bereid bites, but the Gemara said twice that in Adam Loimed Torah, Elam Mimakim Shalibay Chafetz. The first one that said it was the Tana Rebbe. The Pasuk says, Ki im b'teiras Hashem Cheftzai. Oh, my Rebbe, in Adam Loimed Torah, Elam Mimakim Shalibay Chafetz. In fact, the Gemara brought a nice anecdote related to this idea that Rebbe was once teaching Torah to Levi and Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe, and they finished a certain Sefer, and there was a question, should we start Mishle or Tehillim? And Levi was forced into starting Tehillim, and they start Tehillim, and Rebbe's giving shir, Ki Mataris Hashem Chetzai, Ein Adam Loi Mataris, Amok Shilu Chavi, says, oh good, that's exactly the hint that I was waiting for, and boom, he walked out. Right then, a few lines later, the Gemara said that, Amar Rava, La'olam Yilmait Adam Torah, B'makam Shalib HaChafetz, a person should always learn Torah, B'makam Shalib HaChafetz. Shenemar, how do I know that it says Kiyim b'Torah Hashem Cheftz Feitim Arsha? The obvious question: Rebbe said it. Why does Rava have to repeat it? What's Rava being mechadish that Rebbe didn't just say a minute ago? Says the Marsha, you have to say this two dinim when it comes to libay chafetz. One is what are you learning, and the other one is from whom are you learning? Rebbe said, Ein adam loy made el b'makim shalibay chafetz mishlei tehillim. Learn what you want to learn, like the anecdote, like the ma'aseh shaya kachaya. Rava was being meisif. Then not only is there an inyan of libay chafetz when it comes to what to learn, what limud, what style, what pace, but there's something called libay chafetz when it comes to who should the rebbe be, who should you learn Torah from. Even when it comes to that, there's an inyan of libay chafetz. Ein adam loy made el b'makim shalibay chafetz. But also, there's an idea from who? Only from someone that's libay chafetz will a person be able to have the maximum amount of atzlacha. The truth is, I think a very, very obvious tushal to this is a Gemara that we just learned a couple of days ago. And that is on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, where the Gemara said, a person's allowed to go to Chutz Laretz and be metamo tumad rabbanon, meaning a kayin who's not allowed to be metamo, if he's going to learn Torah or if he's going to do a shidduch. Rabbi Yehuda said, a masai, when is that true? Bizman she emoitzel lumait. That's only if he doesn't have anywhere to learn in Eretz Yisrael. So the only yeshiva that you can learn in is in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, avol bizman she emoitzel lumait. But let's say you can learn in Eretz Yisrael, ain't a metamo. Rabbi Yossi was chaylik. He said, afilu bizman she emoitzel lumait. Even if a person's able to learn in Eretz Yisrael, because a person won't necessarily have atzlocha just from learning from anybody. It's from a person with his alibay chafetz. Then and only then can a person have atzlocha. I think another very, very obvious tushtal to this is the Ramban. In the beginning of Perek Zayin of Hilchus Reitzeach Hashmiras HaNefesh, which of course is based on a Gemara, Makis Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Rambam says, Talmud Shagola La'orei Miklot Maglin Rabbi Imoy. A Talmud that kills somebody b'shoikik, and as a result, he has to go to Ir Miklot. So his Rebbe is forced into Golos with him. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'chai. Asei Loi Kidei Sheyichya. V'chai means the Reitzeach b'shoikik. We have to shtotsu life to him. Asei Loi Kidei Sheyichya. Says the Rambam, V'chaye Balechochma Umevaksheh. Beloy Talmud, kemisa chashuvim. The life of a person who's engaged in chachma, the life of a person that's oisa avakish when it comes to chachma, if he doesn't have Talmud, it's kemisa chashuvim. So if it says v'chai, you have to give him his Rebbe. And every person from the beginning of time that learned this Rambam was bothered with the same kasha. I don't understand. His Rebbe has sefeltois yeshivas in the Arim Miklat. First of all, mehechateis, there's no yeshivas. Second of all, who lived in the Arim Miklat? It's the Leviim. Veloyshev velevi bilvad. The Leviim are yoyrim mishpatecha veleyakav yisayros chli Yisrael. They are professional rabbeim. That's what they do. Their whole tafkid in life is not just to learn Torah. It's to teach Torah, like the Rambam says in the beginning, the end of Hilchos Shmita v'Yoyim. So if that's the case, vazak the Rambam, aseloi kidei sheyichya, his Rebbe has to go. Why? Because chayi balichochmu v'akshev v'lei talmud kemisa chashuvim. So everybody says, because at the end of the day, a person could learn best maybe from his Rebbe, and as a result, there's a certain knach in your learning you're going to get only if your Rebbe's there. About that, that's the pshat, but there's an oimik over here. We have two Gemaras. We have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you test the way the Marshal explains the Gemara. And we have a Gemara, Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Shenei Muka Yimba, in Avodah Zarah, Yudgim Alam Aleph, Ein Adam Loimate Elam Misha Liboy Chafes. And if you have a Rebbe, and this is a Rebbe that you're connecting to, this is a Rebbe that you're steiging from, you need that Rebbe. Because if not, it's no different than if you want to learn Mishle and you're learning Tehillim, where it's going to take away from the tzlocha that you're going to have in your learning. So if a person has his Rebbe and there's an inyan of mimisha libay chafetz, that's pshat in this Rambam. You need your Rebbe. It's not just a kenech. It could be way, way more than a kenech. If you don't have the mimisha libay chafetz, that it could be this whole limud. It's going to be chaser mamish. And as a result, the Rebbe has no choice but to come along with you. But I'll just share with you one marimokim nefla that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Mimori v'Rabbi. Rab David Yoel Weiss, Shlita. And this is right in the beginning of Parashas Vayigash, on the Pasuk, V'nafshei K'shur V'nafshei. So over the years, we've mentioned so many times that the Baal HaTurim on that Pasuk, V'nafshei K'shur V'nafshei, right? Whose nefesh was kosher to whose nefesh? Yaakov Avinu and Binyamin HaTzadik. V'nafshei K'shur V'nafshei. The Baal HaTurim says, K'shur is B'gematria Torah. Shalomat mipiv Torah. That this incredible connection that Yaakov had with Binyamin was because he taught him Torah. We know that Yaakov Avinu taught Torah to Yosef HaTzadik, Ksenus Pasim, Ben Zakunov, and then after he lost Yosef, he taught Torah to Binyamin, and his nefesh was kosher mamish. It was nafshei k'shur ben nafshei. It's bigamatria Torah. So on that pasuk says Hagoyin Hagadol of David Yoel Weiss Shlita. He says, take a look in the Shailos of Tshuvas Haradvaz, and this is in Chelek Gimel. It's Tshuva Tov Kufyot. Now the Tshuva over there is talking about where there was a break off minyan. That was what was going on over there. There were chevra that were part of a shul, and they didn't want to daven over there, and they wanted to go learn somewhere else. And the Radvaz wrote it. Tshuva. This is what he said. Just like Ein Adam Loimate Ela B'Makom Shelo B'Chafetz, Ein Adam Mispalel Ela B'Makom Shelo B'Chafetz. The same is true when it comes to tefillah. So he said, if this chevri here feels that they need a break off and they have to go daven somewhere else, there's something called Ein Adam Mispalel Ela B'Makom Shelo B'Chafetz. And then the Radvaz, it's Negei the Tshuva, talks about the depth of understanding of what it means Ein Adam which was critical for his tshuva, which was so too in the mispal of a makom shli bechafetz. And when he talks about that inyan, he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yutes, and he quotes the Gemara that we shtel tzu in Avodah Zarah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, because really they're saying the same thing. That Rabbi Yossi said loy min akol adam zoichel lilmoit, and that's why a coin's allowed to be metamel into Eretz Amim, even if he has where to learn in Eretz Yisrael, because at the end of the day, ain adam loy meit ela memisha loy bechafetz. But then he goes ahead and he explains it. He said the reason is, he said, because when a person learns Torah, so his nefesh is mistabek with the nefesh of the person from whom he's learning Torah from. And really, hatzlach in learning comes when there's some kesher, nefesh ben nefesh, between the lamed and between the melamed. And when that kesher can be bound, what happens is the Torah goes to a whole nother level. Now he says this is true on a very simple level, on a nigla diga level, but he explains it a little bit on a kabbal diga level as well. Just read one excerpt. Oyd amru b'sifrei hachachma ki biyoisna adam mischaven al rabbi v'noisin elav liboy tiskasher nafshoy b'nafshoy v'yochul olav mehashefer asher olav v'yiloy nefesh yisera v'zeh nikre etzlam soido ibur b'chaye yishneyem. He says dvarim gedolim, but says the Radvaz, and this was the tzushtel of Rav David Yoel Weiss, that there's a madregan learning that a person can only come to if it's nafshay k'shura b'nafshay. And the reality is, not every person has the ability to be miskasher nefesh b'nefesh with any person. And that's the oimek of ein adam loimeit elam in misha libei chafetz. It's not just derech halimut, it's not just pace, it's not just style, it's not just personality, ishiyus. It's on a nefesh tiga level. Because really, the kesher of Torah comes from v'nafshay k'shura b'nafshay. That's where it comes from. And loimi kol adam zoichel iskasher b'nafshay. And that's this inyan, says the Radvaz, that the reason ein adam loymit elam imakom shalim meichafetz is because a person can only learn from someone whose nefesh he's going to be able to be miskasha with. That's the oimik of understanding this inyan of ein adam loymit elam mi shalim meichafetz. Better appreciation of this mashon of Avodah Zarah Yud Tesam and Aleph, a better appreciation of Rabbi Yossi's memra and Avodah Zarah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, a better appreciation for the Baal HaTurim that we mentioned so many times. Ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. That Kshura's Begamatria Torah, it's not just a knetch, and it doesn't always happen. It's a very important Rama in Torah, that when a person is able to be Meskasher, that's when a person can be Zoicha to incredible levels in Torah, something we can understand on a Nigla Diga level, but something that we certainly can understand on a Kabbal Diga level. That is the Oymek, and Ein Adam Loymeit Ela Mimisha Libeicha.